Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open with S&P futures down 0.3% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bond yields are backing up with the U.S. 10-year up 2 basis points at 1.43% as markets continue to digest the increase in Fed tapering expectations. The UK 10-year gilt reached an 18-month high after yesterday's Bank of England update. The dollar is a bit firmer. Crude oil, gold, and iron ore are all higher. Asian equities were mixed on Friday, with European indices currently lower. Greater China stocks turned lower as Evergrande missed a dollar bond payment. The Evergrande situation remains in focus, with the Wall Street Journal reporting Chinese authorities have told local governments to prepare for failure, signaling a reluctance to bail out the property developer. A key test was the $84 million coupon payment due on Thursday, with Reuters noting bondholders are still waiting on information, but hopes are fading of payment being received. However, the market still anticipates Beijing will prevent wider contagion, while the PBOC has stepped up interventions with a spate of liquidity injections. In Europe, the focus is on the energy situation as well as the German elections set for this weekend. On the energy front, ECB President Lagarde warned in a CNBC interview that volatility in energy prices could outlast the current COVID-related supply issues. Moving to macro data, in Japan, core CPI was unchanged on the year in August, matching expectations. New Zealand trade deficit widened significantly as base year effects underpinned a surge in imports, and Japan flash PMI eased. In Germany, the Ifo Institute Business Climate Index fell to 98.8 in September from an upwardly revised 99.6 in August. On the U.S. macro calendar today, August new home sales. On the corporate front, people familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal IAC Interactive Corp is in advanced talks to acquire Meredith Corp. And Fox Business reports Walmart will replace its layaway option with a buy now, pay later offering from a firm this holiday season. In syndicate news, IFR reports Weibo has filed confidentially for a secondary listing in Hong Kong. Asian equities finished mixed on Friday. Japan, Taiwan, and India markets were all stronger. Greater China reversed early gains to close down, with Shanghai cyclicals and Hong Kong properties leading the decliners. Korea also ended lower, while Southeast Asia finished mixed. The Evergrande situation continues to dominate headlines. Bloomberg reported financial regulators issued a broad set of instructions encouraging the developer to take all measures possible to avoid a near-term default on dollar bonds while focusing on completing unfinished properties and repaying individual investors. There's no indication that regulators offered financial support to Evergrande for the bond payment, and it's unclear whether officials believe the company should eventually impose losses on offshore creditors. European equity markets have opened lower. Some focus on a Lagarde interview with CNBC. Lagarde said many causes of higher prices are temporary, while admitting that the energy matter will probably stay with us longer on account of the transition away from fossil fuels. Lagarde suggested higher inflationary pressures may be, quote, good news because it means that our economies are responding, unquote. At the same time, bond yields continue their recent backup, with UK 10-year gilt at 18-month highs and the German Bund at its highest level since early July, with the shift in central bank policy expectations the main catalyst. And finally, the German election is set for this weekend, with the latest polls showing it is too close to call. The final election debate was on Thursday, which featured leaders of all seven of the main parties. Press highlighted the most likely outcome is a three-way coalition. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, September 24th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.